This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. The KISW Rock Search, Rock Girls Search is on. We're looking for Rock Girls. And if you know a girl that would make the perfect rock girl, or if you say, hey, I know, her name is me, yeah.
Hi, me.
Head to KISW.com, get all the info on how you can be a rock girl or how your friend can be a rock girl, KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name, B-Migs, don't be a loser.
Turn down for those tacos.
Yes, do it.
Yeah. Danny had a fish taco yesterday.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
One of the best fish tacos I've had in Seattle.
Was it like a breaded fish or not a breaded fish?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think it was breaded.
Okay. You've seen it so fast, you didn't have a chance.
Yeah, I ate it pretty quick. It was at the lodge here in downtown. Oh, so good.
Oh, okay. That place is, I've eaten there. That place is awesome.
Yeah. I've been to the lodge.
It was really good.
Damn.
All right. So I know Danny had his taco, so hopefully everyone out there is going to get theirs.
Go get more.
We got a contestant today. We've got Eric and Puyallup to take on Steve. Eric, are you there, sir?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Right, he's playing for tickets to check out Slash, who's going to be here with Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators at the Showbox Soto on July 17th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want tickets, they are available now. Go to AXS.com to get your tickets.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Eric will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Eric, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
From which language do we get the word for pickled cabbage sauerkraut?
German.
Yes. Troy Aikman was a quarterback for what NFL team?
The Cowboys.
Yes. How many holes are there in a full round of golf?
18.
Yes. Ray Combs, Louis Anderson and Steve Harvey have all hosted which game show?
Family Feud.
Yes. The Simpsons Halloween specials are known as the Treehouse of what?
Horror.
Yes. In what decade was the Chevrolet Chevelle first produced?
The 50s.
No.
60s.
Yes. What is the capital of Oklahoma?
Tulsa?
No.
Oklahoma City?
Yes! In which Star Wars film did the Ewoks first appear?
Return of the Jedi.
Yes! What year of the mid-90s were the blue M&Ms first introduced?
94.
No.
Ready?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah!
From which language do we get the word for pickled cabbage sauerkraut?
German.
Yes. Yeah. Troy Aikman was a quarterback for what Dallas NFL Cowboys team? Yes. How many holes are there in a full round of golf?
18.
Yes. Ray Combs, Louis Anderson, and Steve Harvey have all hosted which game show?
Family Feud.
Yes. The Simpsons Halloween specials are known as the Treehouse of what?
Horrors.
Yes. In what decade was the Chevrolet Chevelle first produced?
50s.
No.
60s.
Yes. What is the capital of Oklahoma?
Oklahoma City.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Nice.
In which Star Wars film did the Ewoks first appear?
I'm an Ewokaholic, so I know this. Return of the Jedi.
Yes. In what year of the mid-90s were the blue M&Ms first introduced?
95.
Yes.
Nice.
Who is next in line to succeed the president after the vice president?
Oh, that would be the janitor.
No.
Secretary of State.
No.
Speaker of the House.
Yes. And Steve, you are perfect, and you get the win.
Hold on.
Huh.
I might have heard him wrong. Would you ask him that Simpsons question again?
The Simpsons Halloween specials are known as the Treehouse of what?
Horror.
Horror.
Oh, okay. Thought I heard him say horrors, but you
I did
him,
slur.
Oh, yeah. No, give, him the, yeah. Give him the 10.
All right. You got all the perfect 10. Sorry,
take it easy, buddy.
I figured Steve just drooled a little bit there.
Yeah. I can see how you heard that. Yeah. I think I might have even had a little S in that. And they say that.
That's why I was like, but since Steve got it, it's like, all right. But I feel like, you know, because the guy was so close.
I thought
so close.
I thought maybe that you wouldn't get the Treehouse of Horror there.
Or the secretary or the Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
I got lucky with the Simpsons one because every year they send us some kind of silly promotional
damn
item.
Damn it, you're yeah. right.
They do.
Like with candy in it, which is really cool. So that's the only reason why I know it. I've never watched
candy.
An episode.
Yeah, give Steve candy.
He'll remember.
Yep. That's my Slumdog Millionaire story.
Congratulations, man. You got a perfect 10.
Yeah, you know, if you can tie Steve or beat Steve, that's how you get it. Unfortunately, he did not. So caller number 10, you are a winner. You're checking out the Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators show at the Showbox Soto. Caller number 10, 206-421-ROCK. Caller number 10.
We might want to check into this, boys and girls. Someone's saying that we go into static during Beat Mings. We're getting some random, oh my God, what is happening text just happened. What happened to your radio station? So I don't know what's going on.
Oh, can you hear us now?
I don't know. I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Too. All right. Well, listen, no doubt about it, the weather's been a pain in the butt.
Snowmageddon hitting
us. Yeah. Can somebody text us right now and let us know you can hear us, or are we still in static?
Yeah.
I guess you wouldn't
be able to
answer.
Listening on the radio, because yes. I would imagine you could still hear us online.
Yeah, you onliners appreciate it, but we need the radio folks to chime in. Are you hearing us on the radio as we speak? We'll get back and find out.
Oh, my God, what is happening?
It's Radio-geddon.
The dumpening.
Yeah.
Part 4.
I just got told that we are now fine. It was a power bump or something electrical.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, we're back.
But we're fine now.
We're back, everybody.
Welcome we got
back.
Better.
Sorry about that.
Hello.
Yeah, nice.
Welcome back.
Not surprisingly, the songs that were performed during the Grammys received a sales bump on Sunday due to Steve Miggs.
Dude, that's funny. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people like you, Steve, went out and bought more music from people that they were very impressed with their Grammy performances.
For me, it was the Brandi Carlile record.
Yeah, 71,000 downloads happened on the day of the Grammys, up from 12,000 on the previous day.
I imagine that also happens with movies. After the Oscars, people are either renting or going out to the theaters to check out certain films because they heard some good stuff about it.
That makes sense. Definitely, like, you know, because a lot of those movies might be on demand by now. And so you'll be like, okay, I'm going to on demand this bad boy. Let me check it out. 480% increase, and the biggest spike were hers, Hard Place.
I don't even know who the hell is that.
H-E-R, so it's an acronym, HER.
I have a feeling we might have fast-forwarded to her performance.
Yeah.
Can you find hers, Hard Place? I'm curious what that is.
Yeah, I don't even know what HER is.
That's yeah, I don't know either. What does it stand for, H-E-R?
It's a good question.
Oh, I saw her. Her.
Yeah.
She was the one that played with a guitar. And had like almost no pants on. Well, actually,
really?
Didn't have pants on. It was pretty awesome.
So it's just one person that's in her.
Okay.
Acronym for having everything revealed.
Oh, okay.
But it is one gal.
Having everything.
Gabriella Wilson.
And that was actually a really good performance. I could see why people went out and purchased the her record.
Yes, Casey Musgraves, Rainbow.
I didn't like that.
Didn't
one.
Like it.
Snooze fest.
Yeah,
but I could see how people dig it because it's all like powerful and emotional.
And happy to report, Washington's own Brandi Carlile. A lot of people did get the joke. They were like, okay, after her performance, let's get more of her music.
It was cool just to see the standing ovation she got for that one. And I can understand why people would go out. And the way that they did the performance was really stripped down and awesome. You know who else performed? It was the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Post Malone.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So start off with Post Malone doing his stuff. And then he jumped on the guitar and jammed. And I was like, dude, this guy's just living the life. And he was up there doing Dark Necessities with the Chili Peppers.
Ooh, nice.
Because he could play the guitar.
Did you somebody, I think it was either Facebook or Twitter, said that actually Brandi Carlile was part of the Cornell tribute? And she might have, was it Black Hole Sun? I can't remember what they said that she did.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't see that whole thing, so. I'm not positive. I wouldn't be surprised, though.
I do know that she's
so well-loved, though, with some of the old dogs in the world of Seattle music. That Pearl Jam covered a Brandi Carlile song when they did the Safeco shows. On night one, they did a Brandi Carlile cover, which I thought was pretty cool.
I can see her doing any Chris song because her voice is just so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to YouTube, Brandi Carlile and Audio Slave, Like a Stone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Like a Stone. That's
very
it.
Cool.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah, her pipes are okay. I think she can handle that.
Yeah.
Rev, did you find her?
I think I did.
All right.
Let's find out.
Hard Places? Is that what we're looking at?
Hard Places.
I found 5 minutes. I couldn't find Hard Places.
Oh, that's odd.
Really?
That wouldn't be available if that's the song she decided to perform.
Taking a look.
You can do it. I feel good about you. All right, while you're doing that.
Hard Place? It pulls right up.
Oh, Hard Place? Did I say Hard Places? That was my bad then.
Hard Place.
It is Hard Place.
H period, E period, R period. Hard Place.
Oh, that's why. You got to put the periods in.
Forgot the periods.
Yeah. You got it, Rev?
All right. Yeah, I think I got it.
Here's Hard Place.
All right.
Oh, boy. Is that her on the guitar?
Yeah, that's her on the guitar.
Gosh, she looks like a 60s kid. You know what I mean? It looks very like...
Very Janis Joplin-y.
Yeah.
Like glam Janis Joplin.
Not sure where I put her, what category.
And to be honest, it's a different person. I saw someone else perform that had a guitar.
Oh, it wasn't even her.
I don't know if she has, but she might have pants on.
Yeah.
That's how I know whether or not it was her. No, she has pants on, so that wasn't the one that I saw.
I'm not too sure who you saw without her pants on, but good for you.
Someone at the Grammys. She was hot and she had no pants on.
Okay.
There was a couple girls on guitar that had no pants on that were performing. I thought that was the theme for the night.
I have to say, I haven't been following music a whole lot as far as pop music, and it might be coming back to me because, you know, I just wasn't liking pop music in the last, I don't know, 5 years. Just wasn't grabbing me, but that's a beautiful performance. It's a cool song.
Yeah, it's got
a good vibe to it. I mean, I know it's not every... I mean, look, if you're a rock fan, sure, that doesn't do much for you. But I mean, like you said, she's got a very folky Janis Joplin look to her. Playing a guitar, you got to love that.
The one I saw was Janelle Monáe.
Oh, yeah? Let me see her.
She's got no pants on. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, wow. And that looks very sort of... I don't know, Robert Palmer 90s-ish. She's kind of got a vibe
like a
to
super
it.
Vinyl-y outfit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the hair all slicked back like that. It kind of reminds me of that Addicted to Love video. Damn. A lot of retro going on, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. You're absolutely right.
A lot of retro looks. All right, well, there you go. That's the Grammys. Congratulations, everybody. Hope you all had a good time. Well, it is time for Listeners on the Loose, where you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Stop freaking. Call Beacon. Whatever you want to talk about, man. It's very, very simple. You just call us up, you text us, and you will get to share the space. You'll lead this show. But do remember, Steve has a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and it's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
Well, you're laughing over there. What's going on?
I just want to gong my dad.
Oh, what happened now?
Oh, no. He's sending everybody, I think, on his Facebook friend list, one of those stupid spam messages that was all the rage like 3 months ago, but now it just caught up to him.
Oh, boy.
Because he's slow on the Facebook.
Okay.
And now I saw he sent it to you and you're reading this and I'm like, oh, just ignore it. It's from my dad.
And I thought maybe something happened and he was just like, oh, I saw this. So
it's one of those, I actually got another friend request from you, which I ignored. So you may want to check your account. Hold your finger on the message until the forward button appears and hit forward to all the people that you want to forward it to. Please do not accept a new friendship from me at this time, in all caps.
Well, he said he got one for me. So did he? Or
no, it's just a stupid chain letter. other that everybody, then it gets you in your head. You're like, oh my gosh, is there a fake account of me? But no one's getting a real, I don't know, man.
So what's your dad doing?
He's on Facebook.
Okay, that's the problem. Yeah, get off Facebook, Dad.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's the best person in the world.
But
he should stay away from Facebook.
He really should. And maybe computers in general, just anything electronic.
I mean, I remember one time going to visit, and he had a book. It was Facebook for Dummies. And I'm just like, you did not buy a Facebook for Dummies book.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I just wanted to figure this thing out. I'm like, you realize Facebook changes so much.
Yeah.
That by the time you figure it out, it's going to change.
Yeah.
So I noticed that. The thing told me it was going to be on the top left, and it's on the top right. I don't understand. I'm like, that's because it changes.
Yeah.
Stay away from Facebook, Dad.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's the blinking 12 o'clock VCR is what it is. It's like, that's his moment. You and I are going to have the same moment. We get to be his age. There's going to be some sort of a blinking 12 o'clock on the VCR.
I
can't set the timer. I don't know how to do it.
I'm sure he was annoyed with his pops when he's like, I don't understand this. And he's like, yeah. What the hell? Maybe you should stay away from it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And I'm going to probably stay with it, or I'll get Joey D's to do it.
I just saw you. Like, just ignore it. Don't.
I was getting nervous from like, oh, really? Is it sending this out? Because, you know,
this was like, that was like the popular Facebook chain message, what, about 3-4 months ago, I think?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's on to it now.
I fell for it then, too.
Yeah, well, he's doing it now, too. He also does other things where he's posting things, like comments or these memes that are not, they've already been debunked.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I just let him do it.
Yeah, Dad.
It's not worth the argument.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah, you're a better man than me. I'd be like going, here's Snopes.com. Go play around with that. You're going to learn a lot, Pops.
Right?
Retirement's a great thing, isn't it?
Someone just texted in saying, guys, can you play that audio of the Italian grandparents yelling at their granddaughter? That ass was hilarious. Plus, I'm super baked right now. Snow day, and I would love a giggle.
Yeah, if you didn't hear this, this is so fantastic. Talk about Northeasterners. This is typical. And Steve and I definitely grew up with people. This isn't a bit. These people talk like this.
This sums up my family.
Yeah.
Really does.
Yeah. And again, there's two Italian grandparents that are FaceTiming with their 18-year-old granddaughter. And pretty much they're yelling at her for walking across her college campus alone.
You don't walk by yourself. You don't walk yourself.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not that.
What's the matter with
you? My God, Gabby, what are you, crazy?
See, you got grandma upset.
One more week.
Oh, my God. Why are you alone?
She's gone. See, that's the library.
What?
That's the library.
What's that?
The library.
Why don't you walk with somebody?
You should be walking alone like that.
Well, she's fine.
She's not you. She's a baby.
What is she doing outside?
She's in the library. Yeah. She shouldn't do that.
Mama, she shouldn't be alone. I don't understand these kids. I mean it.
I don't understand these kids.
Oh, boy. That was, yeah, your family, my family. Oh, you just don't get it.
No.
No. Where is he? The library. Where is she? The library. Good stuff. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I admitted something at dinner with my friends that I'm now a little ashamed of. I admitted that when I shop for shirts, wow, I lick them to see if they change colors when wet.
What?
I sweat a lot, and I can't stand it when a shirt that I have, when I start sweating, and the shirt I'm wearing turns a darker color when the sweat is pouring. Why would you admit that, guys? And why would you then text us so we can read that?
Right. Yeah. I think they're looking for solidarity, hoping they...
Oh, dude, I totally lick my shirt, too.
Who do you think of this show would be a shirt licker? I have one person. One person I think is a shirt licker on our show.
Danny.
Yeah.
Ooh, I wasn't picking Danny, no.
He sprays cologne in his mouth. He'd do stupid stuff.
Like, I agree.
Lick a shirt.
Okay, yes, but cologne actually makes me smell better. I'm not going to lick a shirt before I buy it.
All right.
But you are a sweaty dude.
Fair.
Yeah.
But I don't care if you see my sweat.
I could see Vicky as a shirt licker.
No! Yeah, she's a germaphobe. Why would she lick a...
Oh, good point.
Why would she lick a shirt at a store?
I immediately take all my clothes I buy at a store and put it in the wash. I don't wear freshly new stuff.
All right, fair enough.
I can't do that. I know. Mm-hmm. People will buy like something and immediately put it on. I'm just like, no, I can never think about putting on jeans or a t-shirt.
Oh, really?
Button-up shirt I could almost do.
Right.
But I at least put it in the dryer to get that damn store sent out and throw a dryer sheet in there.
I feel like it's so awesome putting on something brand new.
Well, here's the thing. I go shopping with a girlfriend of mine, and sometimes we share dressing rooms, and she doesn't like wearing underwear. So I imagine all the other people who don't wear underwear when they try on clothes.
Good call.
Wait, they're trying on clothes without underwear?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
you don't
disgusting.
Wear underwear.
But she's not the only one that does this.
No, you got
guys and girls do it.
No, if you don't wear underwear, that's great. But when you go try clothes on, bring underwear with you. Come on, that's just ridiculous.
I always carry an extra pair of underwear in my back pocket, BJ.
I mean, I always wear an undershirt and undershirt and underwear. I don't put on button down shirts over anything. I put them over my undershirt and I wear.
I agree. You should wear underwear while you go try on clothes. But not everyone does that, so I take the clothes and wash them.
That's not good.
Plus, one texture brings up a good point. All fabric gets darker when it's wet and then gets lighter when it becomes dry again.
maybe it's like super gets dark. Maybe like it shows, like it really shows sometimes. I don't know. Because, I mean, the pit stains.
Wear a shirt underneath if you're an excessive sweater.
And deodorant.
Yes, deodorant, of course. That should be a no-brainer.
Yeah, but
then wear a t-shirt on there like a shirt.
Some people, they're just buckets. There's nothing. They can't do anything. I know a woman that got an operation. She was her palms were so sweaty, they basically had to, like, go. They had to cut into her hands so that she'd stop sweating so much through her palms.
Since it's, oh my God, I'm listening to an episode of Seinfeld right now. Ha ha, from Aaron and Everett.
Yeah.
You could always take, like a sanitary napkin and put it, like a thin one, and just put it under your arm and like tape it to your shirt, and it kind of soaks up all the sweat.
Oh, yeah, like actually, manpon.
Yeah, but they also
Why don't we just wear maxi pads under our armpits?
That's one of those life hacks on the internet.
Maxi pads under your arms?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? I mean, I didn't know about it, but it makes sense.
Yeah, they do sell like actual pads for this, but if you want to go on the cheaper, just buy some of the little
deodorant's always worked well for me.
Yeah,
not everybody. They get that stress sweat.
Yeah, I mean, there are some people you figure that they know about deodorant, unless they can't because they're allergic to it and hypoallergenic. Because me, I need hypoallergenic deodorant. The other stuff just irritates the crap out of my underwear.
Oh, really?
But the hypoallergenic works, so I'm happy. But if I couldn't do that, I'd have to be the maxi pad guy under the arms. What could I do?
You wouldn't be a shirt licker.
Well, I'd like to be a shirt licker.
And texture, yeah, it's weird that you're licking shirts.
Well, yeah, I've never heard about
it
before.
Stop licking shirts.
I feel bad to say I've never heard it before. Sorry, texture.
Well, you might be wearing a shirt that he licked.
Well,
we all might be.
Yeah. I washed mine at least.
Yeah. Now we have a bond. We're not like Eskimo brothers, but we're close.
We're shirt lickers.
Yeah, we're shirt licker brothers.
Shirt licker brothers.
Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone want to know if we've ever heard of rage yoga, where it says cursing and beer and stretching. Oh, and yoga pants. Sounds like my jam.
Yeah, I think there's a teacher in Houston doing this. And it is called rage yoga. And like you said, there's beer, there's profanity. This is all to relieve stress. And here she is. I thought this
kind of goes against what yoga is, I thought.
I thought this would be a dude leading this class.
Probably not for everybody, and that's totally okay. I also don't recommend bringing your children. We're all angry about something, and we all have been holding on to an F-bomb for a little bit too long. Yeah. So that's what this does. It allows you to have a safe space to let go of your anger and frustration and rage in a healthy way. And then also wash it all away with some ice cold beer.
To come up all the way. Exhale.
I know Diamond Dallas Page has made like kind of a great living off of appealing to dudes with his DDP yoga.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't even call it yoga because he feels like it's just DDPY.
Yeah.
Because of the stigma that yoga has. But this is even another whole different vibe.
This is a way to get dudes to be into it. I just wonder if women will be comfortable. You know what? You got to be a certain type of woman to want to do this anyway. So I think like this is great. You're going to get a special class of person that wouldn't want to do yoga that might go, because yoga, they say, is beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a, like you said, because of the stigma, a lot of people don't do it. And, you know, DDP, at least, has really brought a lot of people on board to yoga without even knowing that's what they're doing.
Right, because he kind of removed the peaceful tones and, you know, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. I know that Jillian Michaels, I think that she's the Biggest Loser lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. She started doing yoga, but she does it the way she does all of her workouts, where it's more like it's like an aerobics workout where she's going, come on, you pansies, let's go. You know, and this but it's yoga. So and it does appeal to a certain amount of people because there are benefits to yoga. But like you said, now the chakras, like, nah, I don't think so. Yeah. How about that?
Crush a beer.
Beer and
stretch.
That's perfect for me. I'm there for that.
All they got to do, Steve, is have flatulence yoga where it's okay, and then we're in.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine?
Let's do it.
Like, if we all went and did hot yoga, I think everybody would leave that room.
Yeah, they'd be dead.
Yeah. We should do that. We should just, like, show up to some random yoga place and just do hot yoga with everybody.
Let's do it.
It's just like
get banned.
Let's say, how long can we last? Like,
that's like an ass steam bath.
Yeah, because if you're stretching, you're moving your body in certain ways, you can't hold it.
You're absolutely right. That's why I have to do it at my house. I'll do yoga. I'll do a yoga thing on YouTube at my own home because of that reason. Because sometimes it's just like nobody should be around that but me.
Mm-hmm. And you can't hide it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to know it's you.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad I don't have to hide it. And I'm glad that nobody should have to be a victim of that.
For a while, we had yoga happening at the hockey rink where we play at Snow King. They had someone that was around. So they're like, hey, after you're done playing, if you want, everyone could stretch out their bodies. And so a bunch of us hockey guys like, sure, why not? And after one time, we were doing something, and I just ripped one. I didn't mean to. And you just tell, I was like, really, dude? Come on.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
I can't hold it. My body's all contorted weird.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah, yoga is, it's a tough one for the flatulence. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just wanted to get our relationship advice, boys and girls.
Well, you know us. We're experts, especially Vicky.
Yeah.
Texas, I've been dating a guy for about 2 months. Things are pretty good. We had lunch on Saturday, and he suggested that we pass on Valentine's Day.
Whoa!
He doesn't like to, quote, give his money to Hallmark. I told him I was looking forward to it, and I already got him a little something, to which he said, quote, well, maybe we could just stick to homemade stuff.
Oh. Wow, really? He doesn't like... What is I don't like to give my money to Hallmark? What the hell does that even mean?
It's
like
a statement, man. Corporate America does not need my money.
I really want to talk to Danny Duch.
He's right over there.
Yeah, not that Danny. I especially if the girl says, hey, I got you a little something, and she's looking forward to it, homemade stuff, just go get a card. Jesus.
Card and some flowers, man. What's it going to put you back? $30?
Yeah.
If that.
Or if you're
a savvy shopper, you could probably get it for $15.
Yeah, I suppose you could make a homemade card and do flowers. But again, I mean, I got my wife a cool card. They've made some cool cards. I know they're pricey, but they got some cool looking cards. And I'm all excited. I can't wait for her to see it because I don't think I've given her a card like this before.
Did you get Dr. Pokey a card as well?
Did not get Dr. Pokey a card, no.
Those that were listening earlier.
He's not my Valentine.
Okay. Fair.
But she is. I mean, you know, it's like people have a stance sometimes that you go, really?
It's just a stance saying, I don't want to spend money on this day because I just don't feel like spending money.
Yeah, I think that's really what it is.
Because I'm cheap.
I don't want to buy into the thing. And it's like, look, dude, sometimes rituals are really cool for people because that's what these holidays are. They're rituals.
We don't go crazy right now. We're not going balls out for Valentine's Day.
Well, you know what? If you do, please send a picture.
But that's because my wife, like me, neither one of us really, it's not a big deal. Like, let's go out to dinner maybe on a weekend or get each other cards. But if my wife was a big fan of Valentine's Day and it was an important thing, like she loves getting gifts on the day, of course I would go get her a gift.
Yeah.
No, I don't need to put my foot down about Valentine's Day.
I had to, I had to make the call on Sarah because last year I didn't get her anything and it didn't go over well.
Well, she got Johnny Roberts, you think?
That's what I expected, but no, you know
she
what,
wants
Sarah?
A double whammy.
She's like, no, you're my father. You should always get it for me. And so I was like, okay.
So you didn't get her anything last year?
Nope.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Did not go well.
Are you going to get her something this year?
I better.
That's kind of weird, though. It's your daughter for Valentine's Day.
You don't understand. When they're little, you always get your little daughter or something for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but she's like 27 now.
Yeah, see, doesn't it stop like when insurance stops, like 25-ish?
See, you think. You think so, but you know what? Your generation, Danny, she's your generation. I think millennials want the happiness of childhood and all the rituals of childhood to continue on, which I can't really blame because, look, I'm still playing board games and that really is a ritual of childhood. So
you created a tradition.
Yeah.
And she wants that tradition to continue.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not weird because it never was weird when she's a little kid. And even though she's an adult, and Danny, you're going to see this, your little girl is always going to be your little girl.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's always
I mean, I look at Sarah and I know she's a grown woman, but sometimes all I see is that little kid that I used to carry around on my shoulders.
I could see it like, well, I send Lily flowers every year and have them delivered to, well, last year it was my mom's house because she was staying with my mom, this year to her school. So that I can get that. But when she turns 20, I can see like getting her like a card, but nothing more than a card.
You say that now.
I say that now. We'll see what happens.
I don't know how much of a princess she's going to be.
Touche.
There are fun moments like that with your kids. Like with Joey, I mean, gosh, he's so much taller than me. So it's like he hasn't been my little guy in a long time. But there are moments when we go to a movie.
You sit on his lap now, I'm supposed to. Yeah.
We don't have to talk about these traditions. But there are moments when I go to a movie when I take him to the ball game. It's like I flash back a little bit. Every once in a while, there's that moment where, oh, yeah, there's old Joe with his baseball glove trying to catch every foul ball.
Uh-huh.
And there's that little kid in the movie so excited to see back-to-back Star Wars movies. You know, it's like, but, you know, because he's this tall monstrosity guy, you know, it's sometimes hard to see. But as a dad, your kids are always still going to be those little guys.
So it says, I don't care how old my kids are. I will always buy them Valentine's presents. Another texter says, me and my girlfriend, we're going to the Sugar Factory in Bellevue. The milkshakes are $20. Have any of you guys been there yet? And how is it? We saw Sugar Factory. Where the hell did my wife and I go? Vegas, I think?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I think it was Vegas. And they had one of those sugar factories. And we were on the... I can't remember where the hell we went. Like, time flies.
You know what? You went to a really cool place that had a sugar factory.
I know. How do I not remember where we went?
This is
why we went there.
This is why. You don't get trapped in the old person trap. It doesn't matter. You just saw one.
Yeah, I know.
Because you know what you're like.
You're right.
Your dad will be sitting there going... Hey, Roseanne, where were we when we went over there to get the candy?
The library.
And you guys are going, okay, you're about to tell me a cool story. No, but I got to know where it was. Roseanne!
I don't
even
remember.
It's a trap, and I want to save you from it because I'm trying to save myself from being
Orlando.
That guy.
Orlando!
You did it!
We went to Orlando!
I was just looking up if they had one at Disney World.
Yes! But isn't it funny? You don't want to give it up. You go, I know I remember where this is. I'm not old yet. Where it is.
That was a two-team effort because BJ was saying, you don't want to get into this trap while he was buying time for you to remember.
Yes!
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And the whole moral of the story is we saw one. We didn't go in.
And this
amazing.
Is and this is
pretty cool.
This is where the grandkids go, yeah, cool story, Grandpa.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So you're telling me you didn't even go in there and it took you 10 minutes to tell this story? Yes.
Cool story,
Holy
Dad.
Crap.
Orlando.
Yeah. Yeah, Sugar Factory is insane.
What?
It is like all of the drinks, even alcoholic drinks, are just packed with candy
and
sugar.
Waffles.
Yeah. I went in and I had the pizza. It was good.
I will
tell
you
this. They have a milkshake with a slider on top of it.
Yeah. For years.
It's like Bloody Mary's.
Sure, why not? Yeah, for years I was looking for a place for dessert. Like, there's not a good dessert place that I could find around my area. And then this Sugar Factory, from what it is, just out of control.
We need to go here. They have one with a burger on it.
Yeah.
What's it called? The cheeseburger?
Milkshake.
The bacon cheeseburger milkshake. It's $19.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Bellevue.
And it's locale.
Is it in the fancy mall, Vicky? Is that where it's located? The Bravern?
So.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Bellevue,
it's where the Bloomingdale's is and all that.
Bravern Mall.
Yeah, Bravern, not the Bravern.
Oh, the Princess Make-A-Wish actually sounds pretty good. It's got a cupcake on it.
Yeah. And a big old lollipop.
I want it. Cookie Monster Make-A-Wish, $21.
Yeah.
Well, you also get a cupcake and a donut.
Yeah.
And cookies.
From what I understand, it's really popular. I mean, everybody that I know is like, they made it, who loves sweets, that's their destination location.
No, the one I've seen, and they make
the sundae looks insane.
Yeah, they make a big old presentation about this. They will light these little sparklers. They'll turn all the lights on if you order their world famous Sugar Factory King Kong sundae. $99, but it serves 12 people.
Whoa. Well, define 12 people. I think it probably could serve 6 if we went in there.
Yeah, see 24 scoops of ice cream, dark chocolate.
Why don't we
caramel.
Go do that? Let's go get the King Kong sundae.
When are we going to go do that? Aren't we going to go tour all the breakfast places? I thought we were going to do that too.
Yeah, after we're done touring the breakfast places.
Oh, okay. We'll get
there'll
dessert.
Still be room. Just
candy necklaces, donuts.
We could do this for Valentine's
cupcakes.
Day.
You know what I love? Finally, there's something cool on the east side that you guys don't have. Usually, we're always like, I'm always just upset you guys got all the cool stuff. I don't think there's a Sugar Factory anywhere else yet.
Somebody wants to know if I could tell my Sugar Factory story again.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's a great story.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Another person.
Where was it? Roseanne? Orlando's where it was.
Someone says there's two Sugar Factories in Vegas. Trust me, I go to Vegas at least twice a year.
All right. That's probably where Steve didn't see it.
Wait, at the Sugar Factory, they have lobster and steak?
Yeah. They have everything.
If you'll pay.
Pizza to burgers.
This place sounds like heaven on earth.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, bring
burgers are ridiculous.
Holy smokes. What is that donut burger?
They have a waffle burger.
Bring your cash.
Yeah,
it's only $21 for a waffle breakfast burger. Only.
Oh. I love how you say only $21. See, Steve's in.
But they serve it with gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
you had me at gravy, Vicky.
All right. I mean, I've never wanted to actually take a bite out of a computer screen before, but I'm looking at this.
They have the cutest little sliders because they're little rainbow sliders, and they give you a rubber ducky with it.
Oh,
you can take it with you.
This is, you know what, the sugar so factory, cool. The sugar, look at, see what I said? Kids just did, like, millennials don't want to grow up, and the sugar factory is exactly a millennial joint, though, I mean, I'm sure a lot of us, Generation Xers and boomers will probably want to go, too.
I was going to say, I think that's just more everyone loves sugar.
Yeah, anyone who has a sweet tooth, this place is heaven.
I don't need a rubber ducky. Vicky was happy about the rubber ducky.
I was.
Rubber ducky.
And my friend got the little burgers, and I was playing with the ducky.
Okay. Danny, do you rest my case?
Yes.
Thank you, buddy.
Interesting, though. This is a place that...
Fascinating, Captain.
I think it's weird that they actually have meals, too. Like steak and lobster.
Well, you can go and have, like, a whole situation if you want. But obviously, if you want to just have beverages and dessert or whatever, I mean, it was much needed. Because, you know, every once in a while, you'll go to a, you'll have some chow or you'll go out to a show and you don't want a full meal, but you'd like to get a good dessert somewhere.
Yeah.
And there's just no place, you know, that is just dessert. And now there is.
They have pictures of some of the celebrities, and Mike Tyson's been there.
Oh, look at that.
Well, I'm not sure if the one in Bellevue, but at least one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if they have like an elephant ear and he just bites it. That's his thing.
That's a great idea. I would call it the Tyson ear.
Mario Lopez has been there.
Well, now,
oh, now I'm sold.
Yeah, we got to go.
Mario Lopez thinks it's good enough to go to.
Yeah. I know that some of these celebrities have like put money down towards it, so it's part of their thing. I think like Melissa Joan Hart is one of them as well.
You mean like an owner?
Yeah, like co-owners.
Oh, good for Melissa Joan Hart.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you can invest in something tasty, I mean, plus you get to go in there and eat your profits, that's great.
Yep. Type 2 diabetes at a premium price was just texted in.
Yeah, I got mine. I'll pass.
Yeah. I have a feeling you'd go, though.
Oh, yeah, I'd go. I mean, I would still do it and feel guilty, but I would do that just looking at those pictures.
Yeah, I'll have to basically, I'll have to eat nothing for probably the whole day before I go there.
Well, to answer that texture, no, we have not been there, but have fun on Valentine's Day. Let us know how it is.
That's a great treat for Valentine's Day, I think.
I think so, too.
I have never even been to that mall because I'm afraid.
Huh? Which mall is this?
The Bravern in Bellevue. It's the fancy mall.
I thought the fancy mall was the other mall.
Bellevue Square is definitely a fancy mall, but the Bravern is like the super high end.
Yeah, that's the one that has like the Gucci stores it's intimidating to go into. Yeah. I went there just to go to their high rise apartments for a thing, and oh my God, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
But you just like, I absolutely feel out of place. So I imagine you would too, BJ.
Yeah, and you know, it's a funny thing. I know I could go there. I know that I probably could afford to eat whatever they know, because John Howie Steakhouse is there as well, and I hear great things about that.
And you can afford a $21 milkshake.
Yeah, good. But I feel the same way. Like there's a mall in Costa Mesa, South Coast Plaza, and there's part of it that's the regular part of the mall, but then you get to the wing that is the fancy wing,
the fun.
You literally go up to the third floor and you have to like ring doorbells.
Yeah,
and they screen you before you go.
Like a speakeasy.
Yeah. It's just like, okay,
what's
I'm
the
not
password.
And I've wanted to try to go up there and see if I can get through.
Do it.
But I'm nervous. I know it's like going to Seafood City. I don't feel like I belong in Seafood City at South Center because you know that's an entire Asian grocery store and there's a lot of Asian fast food. So I'm like, oh, I don't belong here either,
dude. South Coast Plaza is another level.
Yeah,
like,
South
you
Coast.
You feel the judgment when you're walking.
Oh, I want to go.
Yeah.
And I want to go on a day where I'm really slumming it, which is pretty much every day.
Yeah, they do Christmas it up nice, though.
Get my dirty chucks on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. But there are parts of South Coast Plaza where you can hang out. But yeah, once Danny says, then you go, it's almost like it's like the good part of town and the bad part of town.
Yeah.
Like you see where everybody hangs out, just the regular people of California. And then you go, oh, I don't know. You see the Bloomingdale's and you see the, oh boy, and the Gucci store. And then you realize then there's the third floor where, yeah, we can't get up here.
They have Orange Julius.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they have like the Disney, everything on the bottom
stuff.
Floor is normal.
Yeah, okay. it's a caste system. It really is the caste system mall. The higher you go
moving
on the floor.
On up.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, this sucks. We should protest it.
Yeah.
Storm the castle.
Yeah. There is that. Yeah.
Oh, looks like some good food there, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. All right, here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle
and moaning have in common? Well, you're going to find out at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and mooning have in common?
Crack.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's a good one.
One person said you don't want to hear about your mom doing either of them.
No, you
I've
don't.
Seen your mom.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah, my wedding.
Yours, the texter.
Oh, right. Oh, it's a wedding, though. See, I was
yeah, my mom mooned everybody at my wedding. Handed out cupcakes and mooned you.
Oh, God, that was so... I just
a special,
can't.
Special moment. Special moment on a special day.
It's an Italian thing.
I love his mom because she did hand out cupcakes. She was awesome. She's like, I want to make sure you got some, BJ. Did you get some? Going, oh, you're a delight. You are
Hi,
a delight.
Hi, Steven, it's Mommy. How you doing there?
Well, I was either hammered or your mom blew me off. I don't know what happened.
Pardon
I
me?
Cupcakes.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if my dad's happy to hear about that.
Yeah, all right. That is not what I said.
I'm sorry. Well, you know... You had me at cupcakes.
Hi, Steven. It's Mommy. How you doing there?
There's a guy in Utah named Dennis. He turned 66 on Friday. And to celebrate, got into his car, started trying to ram into other people on the road. Then he got out of his car and mooned everyone. Happy birthday. He was arrested.
I also enjoy drugs.
Yeah, Dennis. Ryan Castle, he's got a 12-pack of moon pies? I don't know. He's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
I dressed up as a dog. She had a leash and walked me in the park. I mean, I had ears. I had the whole outfit. I was on all fours. We went to the dog park, but I stayed in character the whole time.
So you just barked at them?
Yes.
What did that sound like?
Sounds like a cat dog.
That's such a non-believable rough.
Okay, I need a little practice. Let's hear your rough. Is it better? Wow, that was actually kind of good.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.